This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, Bites. My name is Rich Bradbury. Today, I'm in the studio with...
Arvind Yuvraj.
And Christine Wong.
And we're going to be with you all the way through until about 1 o'clock this afternoon. If you'd like to join our conversation via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. Get us on Twitter or Instagram...
At BFM Radio.
Right. We are talking today about what has COVID-19 taught you about crisis management. That is the question that we'll be asking you today. And this is because of an article Christine has picked up in...
This is from Inc.com, and it's titled, Are You Ready for the Next Big Shock?
As we've said, it's probably best for us to be preparing for whatever comes next. Because, you know, generally human beings are not prepared for a pandemic,
mm-hmm.
you know, or haze, or bad weather, especially in the UK. If it snows in my hometown, the entire town shuts
if
down.
If one cloud comes out
yes.
in the UK, people panic.
And if that cloud disappears, they're like, oh, look at that, it's summertime. anyway, and then, Arv, what are we talking about?
Then we're talking about online shopping loans and how they are the latest byproduct of the pandemic.
Sticking with online, of course, today is 7-7. If you are feeling itchy with your fingers and want to spend some money, of course, you can head over to many of the platforms, but specifically Lazada as well. Big sales happening over on Lazada. And one of the things that we are going to be talking about is how they will be and have been helping Malaysian prawn farmers. They've helped to bring some of them online to help move some of their stock. Prices over there are pretty decent, so you can go out and check that out. We'll be talking more about it in a little while, though. But let's roll with that story about crisis management. Kick us off, Chris.
Yeah, so I think it feels safe to say that COVID-19 has been the biggest crisis that a lot of our current working world has faced in quite a while. But the question is, are companies prepared for whatever crisis comes next? So vigilant leaders can manage, not only the current chaos, but also any future crises by following some of these navigation principles. So the first one is fight the current fire and probe for the next one.
Mm.
So strategic leaders pay attention to multiple unfolding horizons of turbulence. While they are firefighting in the present, they are also looking ahead, which demands an organizational culture that is agile and curious. So here are a couple of questions that vigilant leaders can ask to get beyond the immediate crisis. So what are the biggest uncertainties across the horizon? What scenarios should management develop to capture them in combination? What strategic moves can the company make to emerge as an industry leader? Are there any opportunistic moves we can make now, takeovers, market entries or exits? Should we shift the allocation of our resources? What new leadership talent and organizational capabilities will be needed to prepare the enterprise for the longer term? And speaking of opportunity, that brings me on to the next point, which is number two, turbulence is opportunity. So vigilant organizations will systematically nurture dynamic capabilities that foster agility and preparedness. So if you have to navigate deep uncertainty, however, companies will need a much more vigilant toolkit customized around three dynamic capabilities. So you need to sense change sooner than your rivals, you need to seize opportunities early on, and then you need to transform the organization to stay ahead. And how you can do this is to create self-managing teams, follow a transparent process, use design thinking methods to test prototype solutions, and learn quickly. So these features are the antithesis of, cumbersome top-down processes with like repetitive meetings and rigid command structures and other impediments to action. Then that leads on to point three. Speed is essential. Organizations need to develop a different perspective about speed than a typical company, namely being ready when the time is right. Delays tend to narrow down the range of strategic options available because someone else may get to them earlier. And seeing sooner may also give vigilant firms more time to create flexible options to be exercised later. But because the clock of business is warring faster, that doesn't mean leaders must operate in haste. Because acting faster than your rivals is about being ready for action when needed, which starts with early detection and then learning through probing questions by the C-suite, followed up with exploratory market forays. So the aim of superior foresight is to have more degrees of freedom when quick or bold actions are called for without being boxed in by rivals' moves. In general, companies need to get ready for the long game. You need to employ many eyes and ears to scan the whole of the ecosystem. And then that means you can be better prepared to absorb mega shocks like COVID-19 in the future. Organizational vigilance is a collective capability characterized by curiosity, candor, and openness to diverse inputs. So you need to have your leadership commitment to vigilance, demonstrated by an openness to weak signals from diverse sources, encouraging everyone to explore issues outside their purview. You need to have investments in foresight that are made systematically. For example, the supply chain function will have like dashboards that can flash early warnings when external events threaten timely deliveries. You need to have strategy making processes that are flexible and adaptive, you know, have this like outside in thinking to gain deeper insights into the changing circumstances of strategic partners, and also employ future back thinking. So envisioning what kind of organizational transformations will be needed once, you know, the crisis subsides. Finally, you also need coordination and accountability mechanisms in well-run enterprises. You need to flag and redress uncoordinated activities and haphazard initiatives so that you can reduce ambiguity for the future. Generally speaking, the idea is that vigilant leaders need to create sufficient mental space to get everyone prepared for the next shock whenever that happens, because there will be one.
So there's this very interesting message that came in while listening to you sort of like run down all the pointers. So this came in from Iqbal. And Iqbal says that, you know, the thing that he learned is that a crisis can never come early enough when you prepare for it, but it can never come late enough when you don't. It's not a crisis if you've prepared and can manage, which got me thinking about all these things that were laid out because of some previous crisis.
Yep. Right.
So they kind of need the next crisis to lay out their next set of rules.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can manage a crisis from the beginning, then it's never a crisis to begin with.
So I remember when COVID had started making movement over in China, before we even really thought about it much here. You know, we were hearing little reports about it. And I remember saying at home, it would probably be a smart move right now to go and buy dry goods and start stocking up my pantry and my, you know, and I don't mean in a panicky way. I mean, just making sure that we had enough in the house.
Yep.
And I was told, don't be silly, don't panic, don't go out and do this, you know. And sure enough, over time, as COVID kind of came in, these things that I was going to buy went out of stock. And I think the reason that I had that inclination to go out and do that is because I'd seen the effects of SARS over in China and how they dealt with that. And I knew that it was only a matter of time before it got here into Malaysia, you know. And even amongst some of us in the office, there was that kind of, oh, it's okay, it's going to pass by, it's not going to be a big thing, you know. And I think sometimes, you know, the thing that it's really taught me is to listen a bit more to your gut, you know. And it's not necessarily going to be wrong if you do that. But also, like, what that big famous saying from allegedly Baron Rothschild, he says, you know, go and buy when there's blood on the streets, even if it's your own. You know, stuff like buying stocks and buying property and buying business. You've seen people who have known that this was happening over in China, and they've gone off and they've, you know, made a lot of money.
Made investments,
you know, made investments when they should have done.
Yeah, that's what I've learned. I think for me, you know, a lot of what the Inc. article is basically about is just setting up a system so that whenever, you know, you do have an issue, you can sort of get to it. And I've, in a very funny way, I think I've become a lot more organized over the course of COVID-19, because I've had to work from home and I've had to be able to, you know, manage my calendar from home and also manage, you know, my work and home boundaries as well. And as a result, you know, I've been forced to be a lot calmer about things and to organize my life into boxes a bit more neatly so that I can have the mental space to deal if, you know, a problem does arise.
Compartmentalizing and stuff.
Yeah.
I love what Rich said about, you know, how you were prepared. You know, you want to buy dry goods and stuff because you sort of based it on what happened with SARS in China. I was one of those people who were going like, no, you don't have to, because I didn't expect it to get this bad. I was one of those people who like, yeah, you know, the news is going to carry about, you know, the potential pandemics and it's going to be spreading and then it'll be contained and everything will go back to normal. So I was one of those people who didn't expect us to be here in July dealing with this situation. But now, in the future, if there's even a small hint of something like this happening, I'd know where to what to buy and what's going to happen and how to prepare.
Yeah, exactly. And it really has cemented for me that I should stop second guessing myself, you know, in many ways. So yes, that's where we are. That's what our thoughts on this topic. Let us know what you guys think. Get us via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. Twitter or Instagram, we are at BFM Radio. We're going to have some comments from Anita Lawrence, who is the founder of Exceed Excellence, and Michelle Lim, she's the president and CEO of the Institute of Corporate Directors Malaysia, for their thoughts on this very topic. What has COVID-19 taught you about crisis management? We'll be right back after this music from Balthazar with Entertainment here on BFM 89.9.
Being first matters. BFM 89.9.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury in the studio with
Arvini Viraj
and Christine Wong.
Today's question that we are posing: what has COVID-19 taught you about crisis management? We've asked for feedback, whether or not it's via WhatsApp, Instagram, or Twitter. We've got some. Where shall we start first? Let's go over to Instagram. Chris.
You're right. So we've got quite a few messages here on Instagram. The first one is from Gwen O that just says in all caps, save money, which is fair enough. Ayok says, a financial crisis, know how to manage the finances ahead accordingly as well. I think that's a really big part of COVID-19's impact on people is unfortunately, financial stability has taken quite the hit.
Which is related to this this answer I've got over on WhatsApp, number ending 7196, who says, although we probably know anyone is indispensable, we can now see it firsthand. Always upgrade yourself. That rings a bit hard. Yeah, have a plan B, I guess. Ro, of course. Rose, COVID learnings. Mm-hmm. Shall we save these now? This is like, you know, we should probably list these down at some point. Have them around the office. You don't need more toilet rolls than sliced bread, number one. Hugging isn't overrated, number two. Staying at home voluntarily is way easier than being forced to. And finally, just do it before you can't. It'll make sense.
Put that on a LinkedIn article.
They're actually different to the normal stuff you send through, Ro. They're, you know, they seem quite...
Deep,
yeah. What's going on? Everything okay over there? Just let us know, of course, if you want to get in touch via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899, Twitter or Instagram at BFM Radio. Before we move on then, we had Anita Lawrence and we've got Michelle Lim, the founder of Exceed Excellence and, of course, the president and CEO of Institute of Corporate Directors Malaysia to answer some questions for us. Chris, do you want to kick us off?
Yes. So, Anita, what has COVID-19 taught you personally about crisis management?
COVID-19 has taught me many things about crisis management and also not really just about crisis management, but leading through crisis. Because what I've learned is, during a crisis, bad leadership causes a faster fall, while good leadership offers steadiness and perseverance. So what really is a crisis? It's an intense time of difficulty that requires a decision. That will be a turning point. So once crisis happens, in order for us to manage it, we ourselves must know who we are. Because everyone and leadership is influence. So for me personally, the way I have influenced people during this crisis has changed so much. And I believe that it is so important for us to know our roles as leaders during this crisis. So more of managing crisis, I really believe we need to lead through it. Leading through crisis is so important because you can see people rise up and shine during a crisis, or you can see them give up and lose hope. At the end of the day, it goes back to the character of the person. So that's why for me, what I learned is I learned what I was willing to change in myself, in my business. I learned that it is not easy going through a crisis, but many people before our time, since the early 1900s, even 2000 beginning, people have gone through crisis every other year, all sorts of crisis. So this is not going to stop. We will face crisis moving forward as well. But if we can become better leaders, then I know that we will be able to manage crisis so much better, not just as an individual, but as a community. Because crisis management happens at a national level, at an organizational level, at a community level, and also at a family level. So that's why I believe that COVID-19 has taught many of us so many things. And for me, I knew how to stretch myself because my own business was at stake. And I realized that if I was not willing to learn something new through this crisis, I would not be able to make it in my business.
And what about you, Michelle? Like, what has COVID-19 taught you about crisis management?
Personally, as a result of this pandemic, companies can only be so prepared in terms of crisis management plans. What's more important is having the right mindset. And this is where ICDM comes in. We, you know, the programs we organize, the services that we provide to make sure boards are prepared for all eventualities.
And what are some of the biggest lessons about how companies can manage crises, Anita?
Well, I believe that companies should develop their leaders to be able to lead through the crisis. And they should focus on the characters of the leaders and be supportive. Management in companies should always put their people first, especially during a crisis, to show the people that, you know, that we are in this together and to be authentic. Because many times if leaders don't show their people that they too are afraid, then they're not very authentic. So it's okay to be vulnerable. So companies can manage crisis better if they stick together, which means that they need to show their vulnerability as well. And together with the rest of the workforce, they should handle the crisis and leaders should lead through it. So always put people first, because there are strategies that companies are using, but one strategy may not fit all companies from all industries. So each company has to find their own strength. They need to find what works for them and together brainstorm, which means leaders should be able to ask their own members, what do you think would work because I'm stuck? So the openness, the transparency, the humility in the people, in every organization, this is so important.
Right. And how about you, Michelle? What are some of the biggest lessons that you think companies have learned about managing crisis?
Acting quickly and decisively. This is important in the current pandemic and managing crisis. Turning the COVID-19 challenges into opportunities and how businesses are actually recovering and adopting faster than they think or than they anticipated. And this is a result, again, of having the right mindset and pivoting.
And Anita, do you think companies now are better prepared for crises in the future?
Yes, I do think most companies are better prepared because they have now realized that they need each other. And I've seen teams come together. I've heard stories about how teams have come together and they begin to develop a closer bond with each other. So I guess they won't be taking things for granted anymore. Just like how COVID-19 hit us all of a sudden and many companies were not prepared. But I think if companies really want to grow through a crisis, they have learned their lessons through this particular experience. I'm sure that every organization and every individual is going to value each other more. And I truly believe that if every person can reflect and ask themselves, what is it about COVID-19 that has changed me? Then I believe they will find their answers of growth, of character development, and of working together as a workforce, moving towards the goal. Although we are still in a very difficult situation, but if everyone can put their minds together and their hearts together and their hands together, I'm sure organizations will definitely do better moving forward.
Same question for you, Michelle. Do you think companies now are better prepared for crises in the future?
Most companies now have their crisis management policies and plans in place. It's time now to reevaluate those plans and policies and see how relevant they are. ICDM, through its board evaluation and board effectiveness assessment, helps to look into the board's capacity as such to respond effectively to the crisis scenarios. Again, crisis management is beyond a preventive measure, but it's proactively looking out for new opportunities, not just to minimize economic impact.
That was Anita Lawrence, founder of Exceed Excellence, and Michelle Lim, president and CEO of the Institute of Corporate Directors Malaysia, talking about crisis management for us.
Yeah, answering some questions about that question we're posing for you. What has COVID-19 taught you about crisis management? Some interesting, you know, responses from the ladies there as well, you know. Have a plan B is one big thing. You know, leaders need to lead and they need to help the staff that are there and look after the staff that are there as well. I think these things, which we've spoken about a lot of, you know, lead by example and make people have confidence in that company so that they can feel safe going through this crisis together rather than having all of these, because we're seeing so many things to worry about. You know?
Too many questions.
Yeah, we're already worried about a pandemic. We're already worried about what's coming next, even though we're talking about it. You know, we're already worried about losing our job and whether or not we have to take a pay cut. These things are just on and on and on. Constant communication is a big thing.
Yeah, and I think it's also like one thing that I think I need to sort of touch on. It's okay to be vulnerable and admit you don't know all the answers as a leader, and to, you know, bring that across to your staff.
Yeah, I mean, people will appreciate that more if you hear that, right? In some ways, saying, well, we don't know what's going to happen, but whatever happens, we'll all be in it together.
It's just more human.
Just hearing that, I think everybody go, oh, okay. Anyway, we should probably take a short break, shouldn't we? Let's have some music from The Police, When the World is Running Down. Before we get that, though, again, that question, what has COVID-19 taught you about crisis management? You can get us via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899, Twitter or Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. When we come back, our first story about online shopping, because, of course, we've got two. Don't go anywhere, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.